record. All right, 3, 2, and 1. Well, Mayor's Monday here at WSAU at WSAU.com. We got a special edition. We have Mayor Mike Wiesa. We have the mayor of UWSP, Chancellor Tom Gibson. By the way, if you've ever walked around this campus with Mr. Gibson here, not a single person doesn't know who you are. He's probably the most popular guy on this campus. And we're glad to have you join us here today.
So, my pleasure. And this is indeed a great time of year for us at the institution. I hope you felt the energy and the excitement from our newest students and their families on campus today.
Absolutely. And again, quick, I just got to tell you a story. Because again, I'm a Southwest Minnesota State guy. I cut my teeth in this business working around places like this. So this is the first time I've been on a campus like this for a move-in day in probably 10, 12 years. I'll tell you what.
That's a good point, though, because Minnesota just doesn't have campuses like UWSB.
No, they don't. No, they don't. A campus that
very good, Mayor.
Yes,
I got you back, buddy.
But yeah, we found our way here, and yeah, getting to see the bustle of the move-in day behind us and the possibilities that brings. I'm guessing that's what today is all about for somebody like you, is possibilities.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on at UWSP is helping students discover their purpose. And in that purpose, we invite students to explore a good number of possibilities. And that's part of the excitement of the journey of attending college. And a place such as UWSP, who's committed to this purpose and journey, just makes the campus experience for students and their families that much more exciting.
And of course, then the beneficiary of that is the city of Stevens Point, and that's of course why Mayor Wiesa is here. So Mayor Wiesa, tell us about what it means to have a partnership like that with the city and what that brings.
Well, first of all, the city is just one of many, many beneficiaries of having the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point right here in the heart of our city. They have been an integral part of our community since
1894.
Yes. We knew that. I wanted to use that bit on TV. So.
Sure.
So it has been integral. And everybody knows that. Part of the reason that we have such great diversity, such creativity, such a vast amount of knowledge in our community is mostly in part to the UWSP. Having those people in our community throughout the year gives us more of an exchange of ideas than we would have if we didn't have a campus here. And I don't want to get the chancellor to have a big head, but it's this guy right here who makes most of this possible. Bringing those students in, showing them, it's my understanding that freshman enrollment's up 10%, right?
Freshman enrollment is indeed up approximately 10%. And so today we're looking forward to welcoming approximately 1,700 students on our campus today alone for first year students. And then on Sunday, we will welcome back our returning students. Mm-hmm. So indeed, this is a very exciting time of year.
And it's amazing too. We were just talking about this with the chancellor, how much it has evolved since I was here in 1980 or so. But the campus feel has changed. There's so much going on. I mean, you're going to have new athletic fields and the facilities are all updated, way different than when I was here. So there's just so much more to offer. And of course, with Albertson Hall getting taken down and the new building coming up, the changes are almost never ending here on campus.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And the city, again, has to be a partner in that. If the city isn't developing the area around campus, there's no reason to stay on campus or walk to Taco Bell or whatever restaurant is right there. Or even the new housing, which is right there that you can walk to campus from without having to go across a busy intersection. That's all part of the city's investment in the campus.
Right, and we work together on a lot of these things, especially this time of the year as the planning goes forward. So development is important, right? We want to bring in new businesses because the students that are here are going to want jobs while they're here on campus to help pay the extremely low tuition. I mean, it's not much.
Extremely low.
But then, you know, housing is always a big concern. So student housing is well accommodated for on campus, but not everybody wants to live on campus. They want to, you know, experience the community a little bit more.
Right.
So developing appropriate housing is critical to our relationship as well. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention parking. I was just talking with our police chief today about finding some additional permitted parking spots for the students who don't need a car all the time. We've got a decent public transportation system, and for all of the students, the bus rides are included in your fees.
Absolutely, and I know our students will certainly appreciate being able to bring their vehicles to campus and really finding parking that's in good proximity. Yeah. And the city has been an amazing partner, and that's largely because of our mayor. He understands the importance of having an institution of higher education right here in our community. So mm-hmm. when we do well, the city does well. And when they do well, we do well. So it's a really good symbiotic relationship.
And you mentioned the students wanting to do things and experience the community. Both of you, Chancellor Gibson, this is what, your third year on campus now? Second year?
Two and a half. Third year in January.
Mayor Wiese, of course, a lifer of the city. What's your favorite part about the city that you want the students to be able to explore, both of you?
So for me, I love Pifner Park. I love the fact that you can go there, you can make it your own, and it has a number of different uses, from just hanging out, some intramural sports, or, you know, during the summer months, all of the live shows and festivals that's sponsored by the city and others. It's a great experience for myself and my family, so I want our students to experience it as well.
And I think my biggest thing, I guess, is if we can call it a thing, is that exploration. Get out and explore, because I don't care what your interests are or what you choose to invest your time in and what you have fun with. We have that here. You just need to poke around a little bit. We've got the sculpture park. The Chancellor mentioned Pifner Pioneer Park. Well, we got cultural commons there with, you know, public chessboards like you see in the movies, things like that. The music options for live music are all over the place and very diverse. This weekend alone, of course, well, it'll be last weekend by the time this airs, was Jazz Fest. And there are still things that are going to be going on in our parks, in our community, at some of the businesses. All you have to do is just keep looking. If you ever need information, the city has a Facebook page. You can follow that. The Convention and Visitors Bureau, the university. And just call my office or the chancellor's office. We would be happy to point you in a direction that we know is going to make your day fun.
Absolutely. I like to say we are a small city with big opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. And there's also, you know, opportunities for the students to get involved. Mm-hmm. Everywhere in the city. I know the mayor will pick up his phone on the first ring as long as he's not busy and be more than willing to point you to, here's this group that you might be interested in. Mm-hmm. Here's this group of people that gets together on the weekends and explores this area. You know, there's all kinds of opportunities for these students to kind of fill their time.
Absolutely. Sporting events, running clubs, gaming organizations.
Performances.
Wow, that's, there's...
Top notch at the university.
We have a city band, a symphony orchestra. We have three or four different theater groups. We have an improv troupe. If anybody's interested in improv, subject to change, comedy troupe is an improv troupe, and they're always looking for new people. If you want to get involved, there's no reason you can't find something.
Yes, and I would also like to invite community members of the Stevens Point community. This is your university, so please take every opportunity possible to come on campus, learn about what we're doing. We get significant support at our athletic games, but stop by for a lecture. Visit our planetarium, our museum. Again, I said one of our fine arts events and performing arts events. There's just so much taking place on campus. I'm certain you will find something that fits your interests.
Yeah, and that's a great point because, you know, performances are open to the public on campus. You know, everybody thinks about a campus and automatically it goes to the NCAA sports. Right. Not this guy, but for many people, you know, a university like that is more than just the points or football games on Saturdays. Yeah. Obviously, that's a huge part of the college experience.
It is.
But there's more than one way to get involved in the community.
Hockey team, the black and blood rugby team, all sorts of sporting events. The performances, that's something that you touched on that I think is important for the community members to know, too, is don't just limit yourself to the Century Theater. campus has tons of great performances.
Year round.
And they're all available and open to the public. You want to
and
see
affordable.
Some cool things. Yes, very
yeah,
much so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the one thing in particular that I like about the way that the university is working now is their continuing education. Mm-hmm. You can get classes here for someone like me who doesn't have the ability to have a full curriculum, but if I wanted to experiment a little bit in whatever topic it would happen to be, they have continuing education courses that are one-offs or a couple week courses that anyone can get involved in. So you know, maybe you're retired or you got a little extra time on your hands, the kids left the house, maybe they went off to college somewhere else in Wisconsin.
right.
But you know, you got a little extra time and you want to get involved. Check out what the curriculum is here at UWSB.
Everything in our continuing ed programs from painting, learning a new language, to academic-based programs for those who are looking to reskill and retool, or for folks that are looking for something that's related to personal enrichment. Indeed, there's something for everyone here.
You know, back in my day, I think the big majors were underwater basket weaving and high altitude pencil repair.
We've since gotten rid of those.
You've expanded that.
We have
some new education paths.
We do. So we're looking forward to bringing a new master's of social work degree to campus. New certificate programs, as the mayor stated, for folks who may not be able to commit to a full 4-year or graduate degree. There's a good number of on-ramps to the university. Again, we like to say we provide opportunities for students to discover their purpose. So I invite our community to come and discover their purpose with UWSB.
Well, we could sit here and talk about the UWSB campus and everything for the city all day with these two, I think. We'll have to leave it there, though. Appreciate both of you for stopping by, making this kind of a special edition of Mayor's Monday here at WSAU, WSAU.com. Chancellor Gibson, good luck on what's going to be a great year.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm sure. And, you know, it was a great performance by the UWSP football team last week down at Lindenwood. Not every day you get a chance. Not every day you get a chance.
Thank you.
As a small university like that to go up against a D1 opponent.
Yes.
But, hey, anytime you get to see the pointing, that purple pointing dog head, that's great for both communities.
Absolutely.
And Mayor Wiese, always appreciate the time.
I appreciate it, too.
You probably appreciate the fact that we didn't talk about sports ball
I'm a big fan of sports ball. Probably the hugest fan of the game of sports ball that there can be here.
But now that we've connected you with Chancellor Gibson, you're probably going to get that Quidditch team that you desire so deeply.
So he's putting in a new field, and thanks for ruining it, because I hadn't actually, I was kind of buttering him up a little bit with the new athletic fields
that
are going in.
Interesting.
I want a Quidditch field.
Okay.
You got your GM.
We'll supply the brooms.
Okay.
I think it'll be great.
You got your GM for the Quidditch team right here.
There
you
go. That's something I think I could excel at.
Indeed. Appreciate the time from both of you, and again, good luck on the upcoming year.
Thank you. Go Point.
There you go.
All right.